Passage number 3.
John lived with his mother in a rather big house. And when she died, the house became too big for him, so he bought a smaller one in the next street. There was a very nice old clock in his first house, and when the men came to take his furniture to the new house, John thought, "I'm not going to let them carry my beautiful old clock in their truck. Perhaps they'll break it, and then mending it will be very expensive." So he picked it up and began to carry it down the road in his arms. It was heavy, so he stopped 2 or 3 times to have a rest. Then suddenly a small boy came along the road. He stopped and looked at John for a few seconds. Then he said to John, "You're a stupid man, aren't you? Why don't you buy a watch like everybody else?"
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
John and his mother lived in a big house.
Number 2.
John bought a small house in the next street.
Number 3.
John had a beautiful new clock.
Number 4.
John and his friend carried the clock to his new house.
Number 5.
The clock was heavy.
Number 6.
John was a stupid man.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Why did John buy a smaller house?
Number 2.
Was it a long way from his old house?
Number 3.
Why did he not want to let the men carry his clock in their truck?
Number 4.
How did he take it to the new house?
Number 5.
What did he do 2 or 3 times on the way?
Number 6.
Why did he do this?
Number 7.
Who arrived then?
Number 8.
What did the boy say?